Blog Talk Radio.
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio and Believers in Christ. Just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And thank you, Father, for sending Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and protecting us and guiding us through the Holy Spirit and giving us all comfort through him, Father. Because without him and your glory and your mercy, Father, we will be lost in this world. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Here we go. Welcome to another episode again. Just want to say thanks again if you're tuning in, if you're first time listening. Thanks for listening. And we just want you to check out our old archives if you can. We have plenty to show you, to tell you, and everything. And the show is about love and giving you a better understanding on the gospel in these end times, and giving you a clearer look, Christian faith, because a lot of churches and non-believers, you know, give the word of Christ a bad word. So we're putting it on the platter and giving you a better understanding of it the correct way. You know, me and my brother, we do a lot of studying and having a lot of insight. Me, my girlfriend and I, Lammy, and a few others that we build on this gospel to give you a better understanding. You know, you have to be called and, you know, truly anointed and knowing this will. You know, most people just, you know, go off of just knowledge and no insight. And you can't get nowhere by just knowing. God has to guide you and give you fulfillment of that, too, by the way. So we just want to put that all out there so you can understand the Christian walk, the Christian faith. And it's of love. I mean, you might get the wrong perspective of people saying they're Christian and they don't do the things of Christ, and then they think that's how all people of Christ is, and it's not that, you know. It's here to give you a better perspective, a better outlook on the Christian faith, because in these end times, you're going to need Jesus, whether you believe him or not. And what's happening today in this world is very demonic, and you need the blood of Christ on you. So just wanted to share that with you before I get into the show. I'm going to be rocking with y'all for like an hour. And if you're listening, you know, just pray for more interpretation and praying for. Oh, and another thing, praying for people in Baltimore right now, the tragic things that's going on there, people standing up for righteousness, cops getting hurt, and everything like that. So we just want the blood of Jesus on the whole situation, because we know it's all demonic, and we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting things in the spiritual realm that's held by Satan, and we need the blood of Jesus to protect us and call on the angels to fight these things off. So that's our job and our duties, us as Christians. We are not supposed to just sit back and allow these things to happen. I mean, we are soldiers and saints for the Father. I'm not saying going out hurt nobody, but, you know, we do need to be together on one accord and helping these people and showing the insight and the light of the whole situation, because it's getting very, very close on his return. And it's a time that man has never seen, just how Jesus stated it, the days of Noah, and we're living in those times. So, again, just giving you a, you know, insight on things to come, and, you know, and just praying for people all over the world. I mean, there's tragedy everywhere, just not in Baltimore, but it's just a highlight of demonic things that's going on now, and it's, you know, you pray for both sides too as well. So just wanted to share that with you. And again, just sit back and we're going to get into the episode. This episode I name is the promise that God has for you. What am I talking about? Once you enter Christ and you do the things of the Father, you accept Christ. Right now, you know, if you're a non-believer or you are a believer or, excuse me, there's a lot of things that people get confused with the gospel of his promise. Well, when you come to Christ, there's all kind of great things that's happening. You just don't accept him as your Lord and Savior, and then that's it. Oh, no, there's a whole bunch of things that come with it. He has a promise for you. You have a covenant with him. So the thing, what we have to understand is that what's his promise? What do we have to do to stay intact with God, make sure we don't fall off the boat? And he has a list of things of what he'll do for you. For example, when he gave Solomon his knowledge and he said, I want to understand hearts, he said, okay, you know, I'll give you whatever you want. He asked for wisdom, and he gave him everything, and he protected Israel. You know, I mean, he gave him his promise, and he said, you know what, I'll make sure no enemies will come against you. I'll make sure, you know, you live prosperous. I mean, telling people the great glory about the God of Israel. He'll make sure that, you know, nothing won't rotten. Like, you know, when you're a king and you follow Christ, he'll make sure things around you does not decay, in a sense of like food, shelter, your car, you not being sick, things like that, you know. And then it's like, oh, okay, you know, well, you know, the sick Christians, well, what I'm getting at is I want you to understand is that there's laws that you have to go by while you're with Christ. He says, if you follow these out, this is what happens. You understand? You have to do the requirements, you know, believing on Christ, you know, worshiping Jesus, you know, continuing to showing that love and that compassion for people, giving people that understanding what needs to be understood about Christ. That's the promise. I mean, that's the things he has, you know, he asks you to do. I mean, how can someone, you know, you can promise somebody something, but they don't do nothing in return. I mean, that's not fair. You know, you have to look at these things and what's going on. And we have to understand, we can't just like, oh, God, give me, and we're not doing nothing from him. So that's the promise. Okay. So I got a few scriptures here, and let's see, we have 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea and him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Hold on, I kind of read that wrong, I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm on the internet. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get to the things. Hold on, I'm sorry. Okay. We can Leviticus 26 verse 9. I will look on you with favors and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. That's Leviticus 26 verse 9. I will look on you with favor. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. So that means while you're with Christ, in a sense, he will increase, you will get better. You're not the same creature, so you're going to continue to grow and do these things and grow more in Christ. You're not the same person, so you're not the same Mary or John or whatever the case may be. You grow. You're not going to be the same as you was last year. So he'll make sure he'll have favor in you, and he'll always want to edge. I know it's Leviticus, and this is before Christ, but I want people to understand the old covenant. I don't like calling it the old covenant, but the old covenant is just the New Testament revealed, and it's the same thing. But it's still a covenant, a promise that he has for you. So that still is a promise, And that's what a lot of people don't, fail to realize about it. And there's a lot of repercussions that come with the promise. If you disobey these promises. So say you come to Christ, you do all the things of him, you hold his word, you hold everything accountable in his thing. Now, I'm not talking about that you mess up every now and then. The blood has already covered you for that. But if you start to blaspheme in the sense of not doing what God says, I'll give you, for example, Solomon. He knew better after a while inviting the women from Egypt and having them praise the pagan gods on that land. Now, it's not that you don't just mess up praising the pagan god. Once God reveals himself to you, knows who you are, he knows you know right from wrong. Now, I'm not saying you're going to go to hell if you do something wrong. He will punish you. Now, there is punishment upon these things. And it happened with Solomon. It happened with King David. It happened with a lot of people who was great leaders. Now, did they go to hell? No, they didn't. But it's just that you have to uphold your end of the deal with the Father. So we can go with Solomon when he got taken down. It's because he was praying pagan gods, worshiping other gods. I mean, that's a no-no in the Father's eyes. And then these things... punishment for disobedience. And this is in, I think it's in Leviticus, I'm sorry. Leviticus 26, verse 15. Punishment for disobedience. But if you if you do not obey me or do not carry out all these commandments, if instead you reject my statutes and my statutes, and if your soul abhors my ordinances so as not to carry out all my commandments, and so break my covenant, I in turn will do this to you. I will appoint over you a sudden terror, consumptions, a fever that will waste away in eyes and cause the soul to pine away. Also, you will sow your seed unlessly, for your enemies will eat it up. Now, I'm sorry if I read that, kind of messed up, but That's some real serious stuff, I just realized, what he will allow. So, for example, for the United States, so what's going on with the United States, and a lot of people don't, you know, are failing to realize about that, is that we have a covenant. This is the only covenant. I mean, the United States is really the only country next to Israel and Great Britain that believes in Christ, you know, believes of God in a sense, of Jesus. And we have a covenant in the United States, and that's why we were number one, the most powerful, you know, country in the world for all these years, is because we believe in Christ. We have a promise, a covenant, that we uphold these laws and we do these things. Now, excuse me. Now, what we have to understand is that when we go by these laws and we hold up our bargain of the deal, he will bless the country. He'll make sure everything, you know, he'll give us ideas. He'll have protection from us from our enemies. Now, if you notice that now that the United States is plummeting down, it's not upholding its end of the bargain. It's getting worse now. If you notice that these new leaders and powers and these senates in different states are legalizing gay marriages, certain drugs, more, you know, prescription pills and things like that, legalizing a whole bunch of things that God is totally against. So now us as Christians is to be like, wow, what's going on? So it's like, well, the world's getting worse. It's knows that our leaders in position are not holding up their deal. So we're breaking out of the promise. But Jesus makes a simple statement. He says, yeah, your leaders is doing bad and there's all kind of things that's going on, but your righteousness will deliver you from all this mayhem that's going on to your city, around you, and everything. So people have to understand is that our righteousness is with Jesus, that none of this comes upon us, you and your family. Now it's to the times of, you know, everything's just getting crazy. Not even crazy in the sense of murder. It's just the ways the lifestyles of living are being accepted. There's more pagan gods being involved. There's homosexuality is being very, you know, accepted. Sexual desires is, you know, more open than ever. You know, there's things in cartoons now where it's more, you know, adult form than for it, you know, than what it is for a child to look at. But you think it's innocent because it's a cartoon, but then at the same time it's not, you know, but a child can watch it because it looks like it's a cartoon, but it's adult things going on. So it starts from the leader. It starts from the leader and what he allows. Now trickle down to the people. Now that doesn't make it right because, you know, it's okay to do. It's okay to do this and it's okay to do that. No. It has to line up. These laws and these ordinances have to line up with the Word of God, which is the Bible. Now, I'm not talking about go back into the Old Testament and saying if someone messed up, you stone them. And no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these things that, you know, having Jesus in your home. And not a lot of these pagan gods and all these other things is being accepted as well. And then when you allow these things, God will, he will, you know, remove himself from the land. He will remove himself from the land. So we have to understand us as Christians to see what's going on. Are you still in the, you know, in the promise of the Lord? Are you still upholding your end? And then now it's to the point when you mention Jesus in conversations, they look at you crazy like you just, you know, like you're just crazy. It's because all these things is being accepted. Now Jesus can't be mentioned in certain schools and in certain communities and in businesses and stuff like that. You could say God, but you can't say Jesus. So the thing is that terror is coming upon on this country quicker than ever. That was just one of them. I just read. Kind of read it messed up. I apologize, y'all. But we have to understand that there's punishment and disobedience when you do these things. And I'm not just talking about you. You can be upholding your end through Christ, through everything. You could be doing your part, everything, no problem. But if they say you can't bring it, you can't wear that Christ shirt or that cross into work, flip it inside out, then we have a problem. You know, it goes to the point now where people can't go to work and talk about Christ anymore. They can lose their job. So do you stay or do you believe in what you stand for? I know you probably got kids and everything, you know, a husband or a wife or whatever the case may be. You just got to believe that Jesus is going to deliver you out of it. I'm going through the same thing myself. You know, there's a lot of things that I have to develop in and build in my faith. But we have to look at it too as well. There's people in other countries who's being headed, being killed for just believing in the word Yahshua. Matter of fact, just having the Bible in the house can get a family killed or disowned. We have to understand, where do we stand at with Christ? The promise says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make sure your enemies do not come upon you. He has a covenant with you. Did you trust him enough that he'll deliver you? I ask that same question. I know he will. Sometimes it's not to put it to the test. It's just getting to the point of just going all out with it. Stepping away, and it's hard. It's not going to be overnight. And it's not a doubt, but God does not want you to waver. He's with you. It's like watching your child take his first steps. And, you know, the whole point, the baby, you know the baby can walk, but he just don't want to fall. So you're right there behind him, and you're going to make sure the baby doesn't fall. You're like, I got you all the way. That's how the Father's looking at us. You know? So, again, it's the promise and the covenant that he has with us is the most important. Once we understand this, we can move out on faith, and then we can just look at other people who move out on faith. And I always say this, look at a person's testimony, because there's always somebody, went through it just like you did, just like you. Always look at that. They went through it just like you, maybe even worse. So what'd you do? I prayed to the Lord. I did everything possible. I did, you know, for the protection. I asked for guidance. You know, most people just don't like being threatened, you know, being a threat to their money or their well-being or their home or anything. People is afraid of losing that. And I totally agree when you got a family, but if Christ is with you, you got to think. Jesus said, King David even said it. He said, I never seen the righteousness go unjust, meaning he knows that anybody who stood right with, whoever stood right with God, whoever stood right with God never failed. Nothing ever happened to him. It always seemed like that, but it didn't. And that's what King David was really discussing about. And that was pretty good. You know, it had me think like, wow, you know. I mean, and he went through it all. And just listen to the great people who we listen to and who we, you know, out of the Bible. They went through it too. But it's just leaving that element of the world and stepping in foolproof faith. I mean, once you get that out your way, it's like anything's possible. Once you get that out of you and you move forward, it's like, you know, you're stepping into the unknown, but it's a good unknown. You're protected. And then when you do it, you can see someone's testimony, like, come on this side. It's a lot better. So, again, I ask you. He has his promise. He doesn't break stride for nothing. He don't break stride for no man. His promise is there, and he wants you to trust in him. So again, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna get back with you here in a second, and I'm gonna get some more music downloaded on here too, and be talking to y'all a lot more. So just stay tuned. So the I'll get back to you with the promise that the Father has for you.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you, he's in the wind, he's in the waves, he's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Thank you.
welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. And we just had to take a little break real quick. And if you just now tuning in with us, we're just now discussing about the promise that the Father has for us and what Jesus Christ, you know, why you take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the promise and the covenant that he has for us. And there's going to be a part two series to it, and I'm going to have more, you know, scripture and more detail about it. And to give you a better understanding about how serious the promise is when you come to Christ and what he does for you, what he protects you with, what he shows you, the things of his godliness. You know, he'll show you who he is. And it's pretty remarkable. It's like once you get a taste of it, you know, you don't want to do nothing else. And, you know, if I read to you earlier that you grow more and more into Christ, you know, you develop as, you know, a stronger saint, a bigger believer than what you ever have ever been. So I just want you to understand that, you know, when you come to Christ, there's a promise that God has for you, and he'll make sure he'll protect his children when you obey and do the laws of him. So I just want people to understand that. What's the promise? You know, one of the things is that one of the list of the things that I've got to understand more is that the everlasting life you have. I mean, think about it. We're here temporary, you know, just for the moment. You know, it feels long or whatever. But after this is over and done, he promised you everlasting life. And in his heaven, there's many mansions. You know, the roads is paved with gold. I mean, don't that sound amazing? And once you understand that, it's like, wow, you know, I want to be a part of that. But you have to stay in tune to his will. You know, not to say to get that. You already have that part. But while you're up there, they pass out gifts. You know, Jesus passes out crowns and gifts for what you have done on this earth. So, you know, I want people to understand is that when you store your treasures in heaven, it's the best thing you can possibly do, because you get graded upon and you get judged upon on your works, not what you earned. You know what I mean? I know people are saying, like, what are you talking about works? It's dead. I'm not talking about works in the sense of going to church. That's good. But if you're out there giving the gospel, changing lives, and this is what you want to do, giving to the homeless, giving to the poor, you know, rebuking demons out of people, showing people that the life, you know, how Jesus walked. Once you do those things get treasures up in heaven. When you give tithes and give to people, knowing that they, you know, pay people's bills, like anything to glorify the Father. That's what he wants, not yourself. If you notice, there's people who's millionaires and billionaires and everything like that, and that's fine, but they like to glorify themselves. But us as saints, as Christians, we have to understand that we glorify the Father when we do this, Jesus, when we do these works, because the pride, that keeps us from pride. But us as, what we have to understand is that promise on what he's doing for us. It's not us doing the works. Because once you understand, your life is not yours to live, and it's for yourself when you live it for the Father, then things can be a lot easier. Things will come easier, you know? And that's a part of his promise, is that he'll protect you, the protection. As he's giving you everlasting life, and when he gives you that everlasting life, and he does it, it's just so remarkable. It's like, wow, you know, I have something, you know, I don't, you know, the thing is, most people don't understand where they're going next. A lot of people don't know. They don't know where they're going next. But the Father says, I'll make sure you'll be in my kingdom forever, ever, and ever, and ever. That's another promise. And if you just uphold them. I know there's a lot of evil upon this world, but you can't speak for people who do evil. You know, I see a lot of people have sympathy for, you know, people who go through tragedies. I mean, not tragedy, excuse me. When people go through, well, I ain't going to say go through, but just doing evil acts of man. And, you know, I was like, well, can they make, you know, you can't live 10 different lives. People have choices. And it might be a loved one. It might be a sister. It might be a brother or a nephew. But you can't corrupt your promise with someone else's actions. I know how they came up and things like that. But you have to pray together. And hopefully things come about and work itself out. Because you don't want to lose your promise because of someone else's mistakes. I know you love them. And it's not making it seem like you're selfish. But you have a right to live, you know. So the promise is for those who uphold it with him, you know. And, you know, same thing when God told Abraham to leave, you know, he brought everybody with him. He brought his nephew, his girl, this and that, you know. But it's okay. I mean, God's going to work it out. But the key is that we have to understand, us as Christians, is that this promise that we have, the promise that the Father has for us, the covenant, it dwells in you, and hopefully other people see it. And God likes to show out. He likes to show out in his people, you know, and it may be, you know, kind of bad. And when, I ain't going to say what God does is bad, but when most people see, you know, a Christian, and they see them in a nice car and a nice house, and stuff like, oh, look at them. There's all these people that's poor. And then, you know, why they got so much? It's like, how can you get mad at a person who uphold his end of the deal, the promise? And then they say, well, you know, he's stealing from the church. Only 14% of the Christians in America tithes. So it can't be from tithing. And that's terrible. I mean, that's not good. But if you see a pastor or a deacon and his accomplishments on what he did for the Father, I mean, you can get it too. That, I mean, when they uphold their promise and they did the thing by the laws, but you didn't. Now he's wrong. He's a hypocrite. I mean, he's less of a man now or less of a woman now that he didn't uphold the part. You know, he uphold the thing, you know, he went out, saved the lost, doing these things, protecting folks, telling people about the promise, the covenant that they have, doing his will, doing all these things. And then, you know, people get mad like, well, why has he got all this? It's like, well, ask them first, for one, and hopefully you can, you know, endure the blessing as well. But blessing's not always just about money. If people do right for the Lord, he will show you that the Lord's doing it. If a person said, hey, I ain't doing this, this is God's doings, then listen to that man or that woman. Listen to him. Don't be led astray. Don't, you know, don't be misguided. But again, the promise. What does the promise have? What does the Father have promised? What does he have in store for us? What does he have? He has a lot. There's so many things that we can't even fathom. He protects you in the things that's seen and unseen. There's demonic forces at you 24/7, 365. And then on one of the things, I've noticed that God, and a friend of mine said this earlier on Facebook, he said, Satan ain't going to mess with you when he already got you. It's just that when you find out about the the love of Jesus, and once you know Jesus is real, then that's when it's a problem. That's the problem. But see, us as Christians, we have to know, you know, that we got to know that we're protecting. We got to step it up harder. Just as well as I do, I got to do a lot of things too as well, you know, getting more and more into the community than what I am. Because there's kids that's out there about to make a decision or something like that, or we can have a community center where someone can just come and just, you know, get on the internet and, you know, listen to some music instead of just going out doing something that they don't want to do or being forced to, you know. So always look at it that level-headed, you know, that way. Because a lot of people making decisions daily, you know, with little girls, young boys, you know. Excuse me. So, again, I want people to understand that the promise that he has for us is very, very solid. And all you have to do is try. Just come to him. He'll show you. He'll show you. He said, come, see, taste. And then there's a list of things he'll protect you from. He'll do this for you. He'll make sure your life is way more easier than what it was ever been. I don't care if you have multitudes of multiple money. I don't care. He got something in store for you that's better than money. Cars, clothes. He's giving you life. He's giving you spiritual insight about him. He's letting you know about his next move. Ain't that amazing? He'll share the things with you, who he is. All you have to do as well. It's not as hard, you know. He'll show you. So, again, I'm going to take another break, and then we're going to wrap it up. I got about, like, 10 more minutes. So I'll be right back at you.
My prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
welcome back. Want to wrap it up with a few more scriptures. By my lovely assistant slash girlfriend, Brittany. Here in a second. Hold on one second. And she's going to be reading out of the King James Bible, by the way, a few verses about the promise that the Father has for us. And we're going to be connected here in a second. Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, Brittany. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're just discussing a few things about the promise about the show. And you had a few scriptures for us that we can read.
Yes, give me just one moment. One moment while I find it. Okay.
And you found it?
Yes, I found it. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Also, I'm going to be reading John chapter 2, verse 25.
And before you got into that second verse, I wanted to go over the Hebrews 11 just real quick. The thing is that when you come to Christ and the promises, the things that you couldn't do of the world, and when you come to Christ, things are possible. So when Sarah was stricken in her years, and I'm just giving an example. I know this is Old Testament, Old Covenant, but I want you to realize is that all things is possible through Christ. So she couldn't have a baby, but when she believed that she had a promise, God promised her a child. And that can be for anybody else who thinks who can't have a child or get rid of a sickness or a disease or something like that. So that just gave me revelation as well. So it's when you come to Christ, or when you believe on God, the impossible happens. So I just want to share that. But I'm sorry, go ahead. Second Peter.
Hey, and the second verse I'm going to be reading is John chapter 2, verse 25. And need it not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
Okay.
Then,
is that the other one? Or you have any?
Yes, that is John 2, verse 25.
Okay. And can you read us Peter, 2 Peter?
Yes. I'm going to be reading Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Exactly. So, thanks again, too, for reading that for us. The thing is when we, and I'm going to have plenty more and line up a lot more scriptures to give you a better understanding about the promise. It's very important. I just had a few and had a few things to do today, but, you know, nevertheless, I made it to y'all, but I just want to discuss that when we come to Christ, the things that you couldn't do before, you're possible to do now just by believing, and that's one of his promises. If it lines up with his will, he'll do it for you. So, again, if you couldn't have children, you couldn't bear children, or if you couldn't see or anything impossible, now when you come to Christ, all that waver, all that doubt removes. And when you're welcome to his promise and protected by his shield, nothing can come against you. And just wanted to share that with you as well. So the promises he has promises for us, and things that, you know, beyond our wildest imagination of anything. So again, as we do these things and share this gospel and give people better understanding of it, is that he is the impossible if it lines up with his will. Most people are like, well, give me $10 million and this and that. It's not that he can't, but if he gives it to you and it shies you away from him, he wouldn't give it to you, just for example. Or give me the right husband, or give me the right wife. He knows if, you know, he's not going to give you, you know, just any old woman or any old man, and then all of a sudden, you know, your focus is not the Father no more. We all know, we must know the focus and the first priority is the Father. And everything else that we wish upon and what we do, all our wishes has to line up with the main ingredient, with the Father. You know, I see a lot of people like, well, I see all these people of the world, they're probably, it looks like whatever they're doing is working. You know, and they want to endure that life. But they're lost. But once you get a taste of the Father, and Jesus gives you life, you keep thinking money's going to save you. It's not. Money can't save. Jesus does. So I just wanted to share that. So I will probably do another show on the next Sabbath, this Saturday coming up, probably before the big fight. I know everybody's going to be enjoying that, watching the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight, by the way. And that's pretty much it. And Brittany, did you want to share anything with the people? Any testimony or anything?
Kind of wrapping up the verses about his promises. Just know when you seek the kingdom of God first, all else will be added unto you.
Correct. I totally agree. Correct. That's right. Seek the kingdom first, and everything else will be added mm-hmm. onto you. So that shows you what's important. First is the kingdom, you know. So, again, I appreciate you reading that for us. Is there anything else you want to share before we close out?
No.
That's fine. So we just want to say thanks again, and we're going to have a part two with it. Hopefully we have my brother involved and some more scriptures from Brittany. And the ones I read, I was kind of choppy. I apologize again, but as long as I'm getting the message out, and hopefully this dwells in your spirit, and hopefully you get the wisdom part of it. Amen. And just want to say thanks again if you're listening. Just tune in with us probably Saturday. And we're going to probably try again, try to get it in before the big Mayweather fight, and giving people a better understanding on this gospel, and giving, sharing the truth with love and everything. So if it wasn't for Jesus, you know, dying for us, we would be lost. So thank God for that, you know, and for what he has done for us. And just praying for Israel as well, Jerusalem, all the good cities in Israel. Praying for the whole entire world, praying for Baltimore and things just tear upon, you know, on this world and just people, and just protecting them righteousness. Pray for the people who stand in tall with Christ, you know, willing to risk their families just because they believe in Jesus now. And just more prayers to them, because they're having everlasting life. And as people in the States can't even, you know, worry about what kind of cup of coffee they're going to get. But these people out here living, you know, and there's more people converting in different countries, more than there is in the United States, and it's terrible. So the darkness is really coming upon the United States. And I just want people to understand is that, like in Luke, pray that these things pass you, this demonic way. Pray that these things pass you, because it's getting close. So just stand tall with Jesus. To stand tall with Jesus and give him all your heart, all your might towards him, and he'll show everything towards you as well. And just want to say thanks again. in the name of Jesus. And we just pray for y'all. Y'all pray for us. Thanks.